Yesterday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg held a video conference with representatives of the month-long advertisers' boycott of the social media platform. They're concerned about the site's handling of hateful content and misinformation, but they said they saw no commitment to change from Facebook at yesterday's meeting. To get an idea of what impact the campaign is having in Ireland, I earlier spoke to Suzanne McGilligott, who's CEO of digital advertising body IAB Ireland. Its members include advertisers, ad agencies and publishers like Facebook. So I started by asking her what share of the Irish digital ad market Facebook currently had.
Everybody would consider Facebook and Google to have, you know, approximately 70% between them of the total ad spend. And, you know, they would be one of the major players in social media advertising and obviously video as well. So that's not unique to Ireland. It's the pattern globally.
So in terms of the recent boycott that started at the start of this month, very much US focused and focused on US firms and multinationals. But from what you've seen and the conversations that you may have had, has any of that transferred through to the Irish market spend as well?
One or two advertisers have contacted us saying they were looking into this with their advisors and with their agencies. Some advertisers have come out and said they're taking that stance, but we haven't had actually a lot of contact about it at the moment. That's not to say it's not happening in the background. We assess advertising spend at year end, so really it's very early at this stage to be able to call it.
Is there a way to try and gauge the mood amongst advertisers? And would they tend to take stances on platforms like this in terms of the ethical or moral issue as opposed to simply what's the most effective way to advertise their brand?
Well, I think increasingly that's becoming very important. I think it's becoming very important to all of us, even as consumers, in terms of looking at brands and looking at their priorities and their environmental ethics and their labour ethics. I think similarly for brands, it is becoming increasingly important, and they're playing a more active role in understanding where their advertising spend is going. Of course, we know that COVID has absolutely impacted adversely on the market. So looking to year end, their estimates that 20% of digital ad spend, like over 130 million, may actually be down this year. So, you know, it is now more important than ever for advertisers to look at the ethics and to look at where their advertising is going.
You mentioned the impact COVID is having. There has been the suggestion companies would be reining in their ad spend anyway as a result of the pandemic. So is it maybe handy for them to pass that off as a good deed in terms of their cutting back their spend on Facebook?
In terms of our brand members, I think they think strategically, and I think they're making decisions that are more informed over long-term strategy than taking short-term views like that. And so I suppose what we find is that, you know, really those that have joined us as members want to have, you know, a high level of digital knowledge, want to be able to work well with their agencies and with publishers. And yes, they want to ensure that any decisions they're making, that they will be able to stand over them and that they understand them.
Facebook earns billions from advertising around the world because it works as a platform. So, I mean, can companies, be they SMEs or multinationals, can they really resist that opportunity regardless of what's being shared on the platform? Or at the end of the day, do they simply have to go back to Facebook?
You know, everybody as a user as well, going forward, the choice in terms of values and ethical choices are becoming more important. And I think our members, and that's all I can speak about, our brand members, that is a genuine, that is a really genuine response that they have and a need that they have. And it's not something, it's not a question of jumping on the bandwagon. It's something that, you know, is very important. And while companies, you know, profit is also very important, I think they can actually be mutually beneficial. And I think they will increasingly be.
Suzanne McGilligott, CEO of IAB Ireland there.